sbs.com.au/grandstand.
Affects so many lives, but what about the children of cancer survivors? The WA branch of the Breast Cancer Research Centre has been looking into the impact that breast cancer, which is the most common cancer diagnosed, has on the offspring of patients. And particularly, we're talking about here the psychological impact. If you've had to talk to your kids about your cancer or someone in your family who's been diagnosed, tell me, what was that conversation like for you? What did you tell them? And how did they respond? 1-300-222-720 is the number to call. Carmelo Arto is the CEO of the centre. He was also a co-author on this study as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Why did you decide to conduct this study?
We're an evidence-based organisation. We're Australia's busiest breast cancer research unit, and we did this study because in June 2020 we're opening a new integrated breast cancer centre, and that will cater for patients, partners and children, and we are developing breast cancer specific psychological services to open in June. So what this study does is give us the evidence of what are the key issues, what do we need to talk about with children, and the key demographic that that's impacted by a parent's breast cancer diagnosis.
Anecdotally, had you already heard over the years some of the impacts that a diagnosis can have on children?
Yeah, we've got clinicians, medical oncologists and breast surgeons that are very, very patient friendly. So 20 years of sort of breast cancer experience comes into play. This is an Australian first piece of research in that it's been done overseas, but not within the Australian context. So what we wanted to do was just make sure we had the evidence to then be a lot more proactive and be able to address concerns and obviously have the conversation with the parents and have those plans in place when a patient first presents.
Now, I understand you particularly focused on kids between 14 and 24. Why was that?
The reason we did 14 to 24 is that we were working with our canteen, and that's their demographic. And so what we did was because we see probably a third of the private breast cancer patients in Perth, we've got quite a few, and it worked out to be 120 children that participated in the but it was 14 to 24 because that's an area that we can address. Once you get a bit younger than that, that's a fairly specialised area that we won't be delving into. We'll still have our referral networks in place, but we found that significant distress in later teen females. So we know now if a patient comes in and they've got a 16, 17-year-old daughter, at initial diagnosis, there should probably be a reasonable amount of distress that needs to be addressed.
So what sort of things did they tell you? What were they distressed about?
Effectively, there's the issues of is it going to happen to me? What's the prognosis? Is there any side effects? Should I be spending more time with my mother rather than my friends? So the whole socialisation thing. And obviously it's an interesting time for children, teenagers at that time. So it is really a case of having the evidence, looking at sort of the issues at play, and it's not one size fits all. It's specific to a particular family. We found greatest distress just after diagnosis, and 31% of the respondents had high distress, and 11% had severe distress that needed immediate intervention. So we needed that evidence because in our new integrated breast cancer centre opening in June next year, we can address that, and we needed to know the different issues that we needed to discuss or to table and then have plans in place to address those.
The voice you're listening to, Carmelo Arto, he's the CEO of the Breast Cancer Research Centre in WA at 14 minutes away from 9 on Breakfast with Damien Smith. Do you sense that some parents perhaps consciously or unconsciously adopt the approach that they don't want to scare the kids too much, and so perhaps they don't have the conversation as frankly as they perhaps should?
It is, that's what I sort of was alluding to when I talked about it's case specific. There, most people know about breast cancer, but you don't really know about breast cancer till you get it and you're in the thick of it, and then you've got all these questions around, you know, how much do I tell my children? Exactly that. Am I going to scare them? There tends to be a hesitancy with saying too much, which at times might not be a good thing, because that's some of the research sort of goes towards they want more information. Yeah. But the thing is, they've got to have accurate information, and we can provide that. So you're probably aware there's quite a few myths around breast cancer or cancer in general. And it's important to give the right information in a timely fashion. And the way we're setting up the new centre is that we're going to have a couple of clinical psychologists at no cost to patients. So whenever they need that support, they can have it at the time that they need it. And that'll be at various times during the journey, and also various times that the children are impacted during that. So we can have all that in play when it needs to happen. But, you know, you understand the parents trying to shield the children as such. And it's not uncommon for, a patient to worry about everyone else except themselves as well. So it's important to open the door and initiate these conversations, because they know the help's there, they know it's readily available, and there's no cost burden in regards to heading down that track, and it's all going to be in the one building. So, you know, we facilitate it and normalise it as much as possible.
1300 222 720 if you'd like to take part in the conversation this morning, particularly if you have an experience to share. How did you provide information on your diagnosis or a family member's diagnosis to your kids? 1300 222 720, or if you prefer to text, it's 0437 922 720. Carmela, some of this model you're talking about that will be available at the centre, you mentioned it's for, a lot of the private patients in Perth. Is this sort of model something that might eventually be available, do you think, to regional patients and their families, or to the broader community, or is it something that costs quite a lot of money to put into place?
We actually see quite a few non-metropolitan patients, a lot of regional patients. But what we're all about is, even though, like, we conduct the research here, what we're looking at is expanding that to all. For example, 17 of our research projects have actually contributed to enhanced breast cancer treatments worldwide. And what we're doing with this piece of research is, obviously, we're going to bed it down, we're going to set up, develop programs, and then that's transferable to other services. So it's definitely not an internal thing. It's more the fact that it's the first time it's been done in Australia. So we need to look at that evidence, need to look at what we're going to do with that information, and then disseminate that information. And there'll be lessons learned as we go along, but definitely transferable to other services that deal with children.
Carmela, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this really important research. I'm sure we'll touch base with you again next year when you get some of this exciting new centre up and running.
Yeah, wonderful. No, appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Carmela Ardo from the Breast Cancer Research Centre. He's the CEO there and also the co-author of the report that we've just been talking about. Joanne has called 1300 222 720. Joanne, good morning. What's your story?
Hi. I am a patient of the Breast Cancer Research Centre, and have been a patient with them, or with Prof Chan at the centre, since 2001. I had two young children who were 8 and 11. I had metastatic diagnosis in 2009, so they were then 16 and 18.
Yeah.
So by the time they were 16 and 18, they, as young adults, they were much more involved in the process of from the time of diagnosis. They knew much more about the treatment plan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But even when they were younger, my approach was very much that I be honest with them, but not alarmist. So they had information that was developmentally appropriate, and I felt that it was really important that they had that information because I was receiving so much really valuable support from both my parents and a big network of friends who were completely invaluable, that that for my daughters, they saw that, that they understood that, and that there was a sort of guiding principle for me was what were they learning about life in this process? What were they learning about me? What were they learning about in terms of overcoming adversity or problems? And what were they learning about relationships? And, you know, yeah, so those things were important. So for them, I think information is important, accurate information. When I say accurate information, the second diagnosis, my younger daughter was very distressed, and part of the reason for that distress was that a school friend of hers had a mother who had died of breast cancer. So it's really important that the information get through to children that there are many different forms of breast cancer, and that there are many different treatment approaches, and that each person is going to get their own individual treatment for their specific form of breast cancer. Excuse me.
Yeah. It's and as you say, everyone has their own story. Yes.
Yeah,
and so important to hear that. Joanne, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Joanne on 1300 222 720 on ABC Radio Perth and WA.